listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Mount Morgan residents may be spending a little longer in the shower than usual today, enjoying their first morning in 3 years without Level 6 water restrictions. Council says the No. 7 dam is now full enough to supply water to the town until the permanent water pipeline is complete. Mayor Tony Williams says there'll be a gradual three-week transition from carted water to the dam.
Having the Mount Morgan community continually on level 6 water restrictions is just not fair on that community. So having a permanent water supply is a way that we can avoid that.
Aussie company Whitehaven Coal has committed to supporting local jobs and businesses after officially taking control of the Daunia and Blackwater mines from BMA. 95% of workers have committed to staying under the new management, which says it's committed to the coal sector for the long haul. CEO Paul Flynn hopes to see increased exports from CQ.
Adding Blackwater and Daunia to our portfolio increases Whitehaven's exposure to attractive high-growth markets that rely on met coal, such as India.
And pharmacists say they're already seeing a flood of bookings for the state government's free flu vaccinations off the back of more than 300 cases across CQ. Terry White chemist Ali Ilfiki says you can't underestimate the seriousness of the illness.
It can get hospitalised and it can be fatal. So we do have a high number of deaths of the flu every year. That's why we recommend the people to get protected, because you're going to protect yourself, not just for yourself. You're going to protect your family. You're going to protect the community.
In sport, Brothers have another chance to secure their first win of the Rugby Capricornia season, playing in the only game this weekend. It won't be an easy task, though, taking on the current ladder leaders Drovers in Mount Morgan on Saturday. Colts face Brothers and Frenchville play Drovers when the season resumes properly next weekend.